1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Five people on board a single-engine plane died when the aircraft crashed near an interstate close to Nashville last night. The pilot radioed engine trouble, was given permission to make an emergency landing. The plane burst into flames just off I-40. Everyone died. It's Super Tuesday, the biggest basket of delegates in the entire primary election season, up for grabs.
Republicans will vote in 15 states, from Maine in the east to Alaska in the west. California and Texas are the two largest contests. The rules vary by state. In some, including California, the winner with more than 50% of the vote takes all of the state's delegates. In others, delegates are assigned proportionally or by congressional district. Donald Trump is the clear favorite, but Nikki Haley still hopes to improve her delegate count today.
ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. The British Ministry of Defense confirms that the Princess of Wales, also known as Kate Middleton, will attend the Trooping the Colour on June 8th, her first official duty to be confirmed since she underwent abdominal surgery in January. This is ABC News. A retired Army officer who had been working for the Air Force as a civilian in Nebraska is now accused of leaking secrets through a dating site. ABC's Andy Field explains.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel David Slater was working for the Air Force as a civilian. For some reason, the government says he sent secret information to someone he thought was a woman on a dating site living in Ukraine. U.S. prosecutors say that person referred to Slater as her, quote, secret informant love and secret agent. If convicted, he could spend 10 years in prison for each classified information count he faces.
The huge wildfires ripping through the Texas panhandle, taking a toll on cattle. Officials say at least 3,000 cattle have died. The fire is also destroying more than 500 homes and buildings. American Airlines says it needs a lot of new planes to meet growing demand for flying. It's already boasting the biggest fleet among U.S. carriers, but it's put in orders for 260 new jets with three different plane makers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers with kids are getting a tax break. Governor Evers is enacting a bipartisan bill to expand child and dependent care tax credits from 50% of the federal credit to 100%. The total tax relief should add up to $73 million a year. On Friday, Evers vetoed three Republican tax cut bills. Suburban women in Wisconsin have a lot to say about who wins the race for president. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha Sunday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Fiserv Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13, but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help. for sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6 just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few scattered clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon, and it will be a bit warmer today with a high of 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and sports reporters Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah!
Can you talk?
A little bit. Not a lot, though.
This is going to be a fun show.
Todd.
So, these guys from the sugar making, Big Wayne and Sky.
Yep.
They brought in some treats for us.
We were talking just, I don't know how we got talking the other day.
Yeah.
About maple syrup.
We did.
We didn't know a thing about it. We acted like we did.
And that's why we went to the experts. They're going to be coming on in like, I don't know, 10 minutes. But they came in and brought us some maple syrup, which is great. Some pancakes.
Swedish pancakes.
But then they brought us these
homemade maple syrup.
Oh, homemade, yeah, they brought us that.
But then they brought us these candies
with nuts and maple syrup and
cranberries.
I said, Johnny, try one of these. And he did. He couldn't even talk. And Todd's like, 10 seconds. I'm like, oh my God. They look really good, but
they are. But don't try one till break. We have a long break. And then I guess grab the big bottle, Jim.
Oh, yeah. This week.
It's an adult beverage.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Who
says we can't have that?
Exactly. We shouldn't have that.
Adult beverage made out of maple syrup, right? Okay.
All right, these guys
are
going to
be fun. And then we got the sap there. I didn't know sap was, it's basically almost like water.
I didn't know it came out clear either.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. And of course, we got Big Wayne here. So it's always fun when Big Wayne's in the house, but Sky really took care of us here today.
And this guy knows maple syrup like no one else.
Yes.
So you can text in questions if you'd like, but we're going to really, you see all these, those blue bags hanging all over these trees. He's going to really tell us how the whole process works. And
sounds like a lot more work than I thought.
I know, right? He said,
we said we were going to do that.
No, I didn't. You did. He's got like 100 trees or something, and I don't know, whatever. We'll talk to him.
That's going to be fantastic.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
That'll be coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
So there you go. All righty then.
This will be fun. We got a lot going on today. Dave Miller, that's going to be cool.
That's going to be fantastic.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Me neither.
The genealogy guy?
Mm-mm. Where are they now?
Yes.
Are you going to be nice?
Yeah, I will to him.
Okay. Yeah. None of these meteorological type digs?
No. Because he.
Promise?
Yeah, I didn't watch. I shouldn't say that. I didn't watch him. That's not being nice right off the bat. We couldn't be. In most jobs, you can't be wrong that often. But
they're not. Is Brittany coming out today? No, I don't think so.
Okay, look.
We got a lot of fun today. Stuff to folks. Big Wayne, of course. Are we doing the What's the Buzz, Wayne, or is this one all maple syrup today?
I want my intro. Okay.
He wants his intro. Yeah, okay. He wants his intro, Todd, when he comes on. Okay.
All right.
So we got Big Wayne and we got Sky Van Rossum. We're talking about syrup making and making alcohol out of syrup. We're going to talk about that, Sky? Okay. We got Jason Weissmuller, Forged in Fire Fitness, Small Business Spotlight. That's going to be great.
This guy is you know, for those of us who work out, John, just try that.
he throws that around now. For those of us who work out.
I worked out yesterday. But this guy's.
What was your lunches?
Terrible.
Did you fall down?
I did not. You know what? I cut out early. I was not. Wow. I told him, I said to Spencer, you know, I'm sorry, man. I didn't feel that good yesterday. I said, look, I'm just not feeling it today. He goes, okay, just some stretching. And I went, so I'm going to be all on my game tomorrow. But anyway, this guy is going to talk to us about.
Yeah.
Jason's going to talk to us about the agility part, but about the mental part too.
Yeah.
So this will be pretty cool.
It's great. We love our small business spotlight segment. Yep. Mm-hmm. Inside the House with Sandra Rank is coming up. That, of course, is always interesting.
Yeah.
Dave Miller, former Channel 5 WFRV meteorologist. He's our Where Are They Now segment. And one of the things he's big with, and my son Dom goes to this every week,
big time.
Is the big genealogy series at the Brown County Library. Mm-hmm. It's a huge thing. It's really cool. Then Caitlin McWilliams from Discover Oshkosh.
They got a lot going on down there. That's going to be fun.
Yes.
I love Oshkosh.
So we got a full show today. Holy cow. This could be fantastic. Yeah. So I can't wait to get Big Wayne and Sky on here. And Todd.
Yes, sir.
Todd. Okay, I just lost my train of thought. His thing binged.
I did.
How funny is this? I was going to say something. His phone binged, and I go, "Was that?"
Where's the cheese?
Literally.
But Sandra Rank is bringing on Nick Holzger.
Oh, okay.
That's what that bing was.
Got it.
I'll turn it off.
Sorry. I got it too. Yeah. No problem.
Okay, so she'll have a guest as well, which takes us a little deeper into real estate.
Yes. But anyway, Todd, in case somebody joined us yesterday and didn't realize it, we're 3 hours. Today is day two of our 3 hour schedule now.
How's that working out for you?
I thought it was fine yesterday. What did you think?
I thought it was fine, the 3 hours, but it messes up my schedule a little bit.
Your workout schedule?
Well, I work out, but sometimes I go home, walk my dog, take a little nap, and then I go work out. But I didn't have that because I was here and had to go there. And it's just I have to get readjusted. It's all on me.
Well, tell the dog to go walk himself.
I did say, though, you guys, I just want to say that I did go to Western, and a lady said to me, that veteran is so right. Her husband's a veteran.
What veteran?
The guy we had on yesterday talking about how kind of like, not messed
BJ?
Up, but
with BJ Gannum.
Just about what a bureaucracy that is.
Yeah.
And I think, I didn't ask, but between the lines, I think she had some struggles with the VA as well. And I don't think that's a big secret, right? That's a bureaucratic and go here, go there. And then she said,
I will say this, around here, they're a lot better than other places.
Okay.
They really are. I've got a friend, her fiance committed suicide. He had a very severe back injury, and they were out in Denver, and they would go in and they would sit and they would wait, and he was in so much pain he had to lay down on the waiting room floor. And there were times where it's like, we won't be able to see you today, and he'd lay there all day, and he ended up
from here before we had the clinic, they had to drive to Milwaukee
or Iron Mountain.
Some of the same, I don't know about, we couldn't see, but it's just the timing was
but I mean, I knew guys that were 85 years old having to drive to Iron Mountain in the winter.
Yeah.
Because that was the closest thing. So what they've done here in Green Bay is sensational. Just fantastic.
And I think we're you're right. But that whole industry.
Wait, is that your car? That's yours?
Okay. Can you believe that big guy like that?
We thought you'd have a more macho kind of
like
big
a SUV
truck,
or
jacked up.
Escalade.
Yeah. Yeah,
he comes in as like Ford Fiesta. Is that his?
That's for his other job. Is that your sales job?
One of those guys to like have a low profile.
Is that Tesla?
I just want the other thing she said though, and she said, tell Mino no alcohol at the wake.
Why? But
yesterday you were talking about you want to get.
Todd, how did that poll turn out?
He was so looking for a job. He's been looking for a job. We've been on the air since 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Not one call. Anyway, one of the things he is thinking of doing. Is being a bartender at a wake service because both his son and my wife are in the funeral business. And I said, that's to mourn the deceased, visit with the family. Alcohol is not a good idea. And John just thinks it would be a cash cow for him. So he wants to get a liquor license.
I look at it as more of a community service.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
I've been at funerals.
Okay.
That's like a public service announcement for me.
You know, hey, you know our good buddy Louie?
Yeah.
That we both worked with,
who
passed away a couple of years ago. His wife had like a keg set up in the side room.
At the wake or after?
At the wake.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yep, they did.
After the wake, you know, you can celebrate more.
But it's an icebreaker. I mean, you go to a wake and what do you say to somebody? Hey, how you doing? Hey, good, how are you? Okay, looks good, huh? They did a nice job on him. You know what he is, Sammy? I
want to pass on both comments. Right. She's like, yeah, you guys are. That she said that veteran you had on was excellent.
And we're going to have him on again.
And I told her that.
Because we still have a whole another segment and to then, deal with BJ.
I just want to say I don't want to lose the second part of her
okay, go ahead.
Statement. Mm-hmm. No, when she said, tell him I know that no alcohol wakes. And I'm like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. we agree. So that was it.
It was 60-40, yes, people thought that it would be a good idea.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Come to Johnny's funeral home. We'll get your hammer.
That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, Johnny's funeral Johnny's home. Funeral that sounds real
yeah,
professional.
Bring that in
yeah,
the back,
right.
Or
yeah. Right, right.
Well, you know, I told Doc.
Yeah, that. Believe me, there. That's her ashes. That is. It's like, well, my dog's myth. Yeah, okay.
I want to call it Mino and Sons. Because that has right. a ring to it.
Like Stanford and Sons, it'll probably look like that place too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm gonna take care of a lot of stuff. I'm gonna shovel the snow. Cut the grass, do all that stuff.
They all do that. And they have
Yeah, I'm going to live there. I'm going to live upstairs.
And then they have perfectly manicured hands. Yeah.
Has Dom learned, like, the makeup side of things?
Oh, yeah.
All? Really?
Oh, he does it all.
That's always interested me. That was something I thought about doing.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't want to be on call 24/7.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They are.
When you start.
They are.
They are.
I think it's every other weekend, 3 a.m, whatever. You got to go up and and pick up a body.
Right. And you got to get dressed up. It's not like you can show up in your sweats.
Yeah.
So. Hey, I guess we're shifting gears major. Okay. Sundance.
Sundance, yes, Sundance.
Is that unbelievable? Wicks, you could have called
Coach
that.
Of the Year.
Yeah, you said that was going to happen.
Phenomenal. One of the greatest turnarounds in college basketball history to go from 3 wins last year to 18, I think it's 18 this year. They got the Freshman of the Year, the whole thing. And then we're going to be going Thursday night, right?
Yeah. Well, we're going to 2 games.
At the women's and the men's tournament games.
So 5:30 and 8.
Yeah.
So
you be able to stay up that late?
I know, right? I think I might have to get somebody to come to the 8 o'clock.
I think so.
Yeah, that's gonna
be
fun.
And then tonight, are you coming to Ben Chan's thing?
Oh yeah, that's tonight.
That's tonight.
So for the listeners, Ben Chan is the St. Norbert professor who went on Jeopardy. He kind of ran the tables for a little while.
Did phenomenal. He's in the championship round. Yeah.
So now he's in the championship round, and he's having a watch party tonight at Gallagher's, right?
No. It's the place on Alloway, on Webster, in Alloway.
Oh, well, that's connected.
Can't think of the name of it, Tom.
Zamboni's or something.
Yes.
But that's connected with Gallagher's. It's one big place. You can go get your pizza and go in there and go to Gallagher's. So it's,
really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been there.
All right. Wow, I didn't need to snap. Yeah, you get pizza.
Wait, questions, I've been there, but yes.
Don't you know you are you going to go?
All right, so are we going to watch him live then on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I know, right? So you know what I'm going to do? Tonight, I'm going to yell out all the answers.
All right.
I'm going to be that guy.
I'm not too worried about that.
Yes.
That is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Right? I guess I didn't know that was tonight. I just didn't have it written
And you want me to tell you something? He's going to wear special for you?
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you heard that?
That I did hear.
Have you heard, Todd?
I did.
His Zip and Pippin medal?
Pin.
Pin?
It's a pin.
It's a pin.
I'm going to wear mine, too.
I'm wearing mine, too.
So we can be kindred spirits.
All right.
So,
very cool. All right. Yeah.
That's going to be fun tonight. So, he's sworn to secrecy or he probably doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't get the money.
Right.
But, it's going to
I would have a tough time with that.
Keeping it going.
Yeah,
you would. Yeah, you would.
So, aren't you going to ask? Aren't you going to ask?
Yeah, I don't.
Aren't you going to ask how I did?
Yeah,
you can't. No, I can't tell you. Let me just say this, though. I did good.
I'm driving a Mercedes.
I got to be honest with you. All right, we got Sugar. I like it.
That's a great song. All right.
The Archies. Big Wayne and Sky in the house.
Let's bring them in early.
Bring them in early. Come on in, fellas. I'll go in the other room.
I'll go. All right, we'll be right back. Mind on the Mayor with Sky and Big Wayne talking about maple syrup in this community, how you can make it, how you can make money at it, and how you can, most importantly, how you can enjoy it, which we're going to do in just about 2 minutes. We'll be right back. And you got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Good looking morning out there. 37 in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 39 degrees in Oshkosh already. We've got Big Wayne in the house and his buddy Sky, and I'm going to let Big Wayne do the honors.
So
Wait. We didn't get your intro.
Right. We had to get Wayne. Oh, you can't find it.
Can't find it.
Okay. So
I'm sorry, Wayne.
Okay.
What's the buzz, Tim? What's the buzz, Tim? What's happening? What?
Says people know like Wayne that. Is the.
I can see you at the alibi dancing like that.
Yeah. That's where I met Mrs. A-Frame Acres.
Right. Oh, yeah. Nice.
A-Frame Acres. I have you in my phone as Homesteader Wayne. Everybody says, who's Homesteader Wayne? I said, well, he's A-Frame Acres.
What have you got there, Jim?
I was just going to say that Wayne's been on a number of times. You are the expert on bees, but you've brought in a cohort.
Yeah. So generally speaking, when you're a beekeeper, it's hard to be a sugarer as well because it's so time consuming. But how I met Sky, because this is an interesting story and it involves the mayor I want to talk about. So Mrs. A-Frame Acres and I, we frequent a little bar out by our house and we go out and have a burger and a beer once in a while. Mm-hmm. And one St. Patrick's Day, we were sitting there and all of a sudden this guy walked in and started playing bagpipes.
Okay.
Right? I think it was St. Patrick's. And so I'm like, oh my, that's pretty cool.
I'm a big fan of the bagpipes. I
want to get to know this guy. So anyway, we kind of hit it off, and that's how I got to know him. So he plays bagpipes.
Wow.
So, hold on. I'm not the bagpiper.
Oh.
I am the drummer. Bagpipers are not as smart as drummers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't know bagpipes and drums went together.
Well, sure they do. Your cadence is bum.
So
boom.
Yeah. Hey, you just stole my song.
So where I'm going with this is when I contacted Sky, like, hey, you want to be on the show? They're looking for a guy to talk about maple syrup. I go, you must know the mayor. You must have rubbed shoulders with him. He's like, well, I kind of bumped in with him. I was in a parade, you know, doing his thing, and yep. He stopped underneath an overpass and played, what was the song?
Yeah, you might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck, and it's when the tunnel was underneath the road.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
Uh-huh.
And you were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front, and we got underneath the tunnel, and there was, like, the bands and all of these people, you know, behind. And I said to the bagpiper, you know, because I can talk because he's blowing into the bagpipes, I said, hey, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. It'll be incredible. And he just nods, stops mid-song, starts playing Amazing Grace, and the whole crowd goes silent. And it's just beautiful. And then all of a sudden, I start looking back as I'm playing this boom, boom, boom. Remember that song?
Oh, again? Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see the Southwest band start bunching up. And I see all of these other people bunching up. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving, get it moving.
On Amazing Grace.
And my bagpiper friend looks at me and he just starts shaking his head and said, finish the darn song. I don't think you invited us back after that, but I understand.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you were there.
Todd, did you see that?
Did you? And that's why he went back into the woods and started making maple syrup.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, as you were doing that, I'm sorry. I get a little anxious at parade. So.
I do too now.
To trigger.
So we were talking the other day, once again, me and the mayor talking like we knew what we were talking about.
Right.
And it was about maple syrup. I said I wanted to be a maple syrup guy. Okay. And so I asked, or I read this someplace where it said 40 to 1 gallons for 1 gallon. 40, And this is this is the actual sap. I didn't realize it was this clear.
Me either.
If anybody could see it on camera there.
It's crystal clear. Water.
I thought, you know, I thought it was moonshine at first when you came in with that.
We're hoping.
Well, if you try it, it's slightly sweet.
Is it?
Yep.
But the thing is, though, but you said it's even more than that, right? How many gallons you need to get 1 gallon? Yeah,
in Wisconsin, right?
In Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is that? You said Vermont would be less.
Because Vermont is predominantly sugar maples. There's 32 different varieties of maple trees, and you can make maple syrup out of all of them. You can make maple syrup. You can make syrup out of a box elder tree, but that's 90 to 1. Birch trees make a syrup, and that's 90 to 1. Here we have black maples, red maples, all sorts of different maples. I think in my woods, out of the 100 trees, I have one sugar maple. And usually on a given day, a good day, I'll get 2.5 gallons of sap out of that one bucket. It'll be filled and overflowing. It was yesterday. The other trees don't quite give as much, and their sugar content is much lower.
Wow. I did not know this.
Me either. I can't believe there's 32 different types. I don't, from a marketing standpoint, I can't believe the box elder maple syrup is a big seller, right? I mean, versus sugar maple.
I had it once up in the UP, and I didn't like it at all.
Wayne, I had to throw that in there, huh?
Hey, and then the other importance of the maple trees are very important, even to the bees, because right now maple trees is the first pollen source of the honeybees, and right now they are bringing it in.
So
the queens are starting to brood up now.
All right. Wow. Cool. So it goes hand in hand here.
Yep.
Okay, just like what song did we have the other day? Ebony and ivory go together. All right. Sorry.
Do you market? Do you sell your maple syrup then?
Nope. No, I only trade it. So barter.
That's what that means.
It's a legal tender.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it in Suamico.
He goes up to Nagani.
Yeah. Here's some box elder.
I think those two quarts that I gave you, Mayor, cost me a quart of honey, a pound of garlic, and 2 jars of jam.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking more of John's neighborhood of the weed and you know.
Well, that's the UP. That's the UP.
Where does this come from? With the weed things, I'm like Panama Red or something.
Eat all the time.
Wow,
those gummies,
unreal, anyway, unbelievable. So let me ask you this though, Sky. With you said the alcohol, but you said you can use it for a lot of different things. But and this is another topic we had one day. I think we tried getting a hold of you too, Wayne. Where it's like some of those real high quality bourbons and everything now are going big with honey and with maple syrup type of things. Where is that? How did that evolve?
Well, they're using a cask. So they're using a cask conditioned. They're using a bourbon maple flavored and putting a little bit of maple flavor into it, like a maple extract. What I brought you today is actually, it's a rye whiskey, but it has maple syrup and maple sap in it. And then a little bit of orange peel. So when you're making, one of the things that I like particularly is a maple syrup old fashioned.
Oh my God.
Really? Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Wow.
Your rye whiskey in a glass, a teaspoon of maple syrup, and then your orange and your cherry or your olive, and then some soda, and that's it.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
That does.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazingly good. And the nice thing about, you know, maple syrup, alcohol,
the hell
everybody
with the
knows,
pancakes, huh?
Right? Exactly.
Oh, but you didn't mention you got Swedish pancakes that your wife made.
So a call out from the little sugaring miss, my dearly betrothed, who is of Scandinavian heritage, and she was the one who many years ago, some 24 years ago, said, "Oh, I wish we had some maple syrup. I'm going to make pancakes, and Swedish pancakes, and we don't have any maple syrup." And I guess that's when I said, sure, we'll start making maple syrup.
Tap some trees. Let's go tap 100 trees.
Wow. Hey, you could serve that at the Mino funeral home tap.
Yes, yes. Good point, Wayne. Thank you. See, I like the way you think.
I know.
Yeah.
A call out for folks who can't see it. The maple, the pancakes are extremely thin. And
I had one already. They're really good. Yeah. I grabbed one. Yeah, the others is paper thin.
Good job.
It's incredible how tiny they are, how thin they are. What, is your wife Swedish?
She is Swedish and Norwegian, and she is also tiny.
Okay.
I want to talk when we get back some other recipes for maple syrup. And it's really pancakes. And now he's already introduced us to old fashions. But there's a couple other things he talked about at the break I want to share with our listeners.
I like that salmon idea. Right,
how about it?
That sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, we got to set a quick break. We got Big Wayne in the house. We got Sky Van Rossum. We got the mayor. We got Todd. We got me. We got everybody. Back after this.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Today is the day. The judging begins at the World Champion Cheese event in Madison. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And while the judging may begin today, there's been a whole lot of logistical work going on in the background to try to make sure all 3,300 plus dairy entries from around the world end up in the right place and in the right condition. Randy Swenson can tell you all about it. He is the director of contest logistics for the World Champion Cheese event, and he says that entries actually started arriving more than a month ago.
The entries, they start rolling in probably February-ish, the first part of February already. They start coming in. That ships in from all over. We get it on from the customs where it comes through on the airplanes. It comes from local shippers, UPS, FedEx, example, stuff like that, all the way to people drop it off in person even, right from the cheese factories.
Randy Swenson is the director of contest logistics for the World Champion Cheese event that gets started today in Madison. Runs through about 2 p.m. on Thursday when they'll announce the world champion. Swenson's been with the event for more than 20 years. You can follow all the activity at worldchampioncheese.org. And a reminder that the event is open to the general public free of charge both Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance to observe the judging and also a chance to do some sampling.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is truly special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board expressing their disappointment at the announcement that Chevron will indefinitely shutter their biodiesel facility in Madison. Sarah Stelter, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, says they're working on several legislative solutions to try to address uncertainty. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few scattered clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon, and it will be a bit warmer today with a high of 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, we're having a great time here today with Big Wayne and Sky Van Rossum in the house. We got a bunch of great guests coming up. This segment's brought to you by Midwest Restoration, offers 24/7 emergency services for its clients and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties. Damage restoration from fire, water damage, mold, wind and hail, biohazard, vandalism, you name it, they'll take care of it. Midwest Restoration, just give them a call. 920-MIDWEST. They will be there in a hurry. 920-MIDWEST. Check them out, MWRestoration.com. Jim, you had a question for Sky?
I did, but Wayne's been in here a number of times and never really had an interest in getting into the whole bee thing because I don't want to get stung. Yours is a little safer. But tell me, we drive around, we see these blue bags, and can anyone do this? Tell us about the process of... If you have a maple tree on your property and you want to tap it,
it's actually really easy. I mean, now there's equipment everywhere. So most hardware stores have some maple sugaring equipment. You can buy it online as well. All you need is what's called a spile. That's your tap. You drill a hole, which is 7/8 inches, about an inch deep into the tree at an angle upwards. You put that tap in, and then you can hang a bag from it. You can hang a 5-gallon bucket from it, whatever you like. If it's a big enough tree. Trees usually have to be at least 40 years old. So typically that's a tree that's going to be 16 inches in diameter. Mm-hmm. The bigger trees, like some of the ones we have downtown, those trees you can hang 2 or 3 buckets on.
I was going to say, there are some huge ones on Riverside when you come in here.
Yep.
And those got to be 200 years old or something. Those things are so massive. I bet some of those would be just phenomenal right?
I had a friend who tapped a tree, and he had 3 buckets on that tree, and each one of those buckets, over the course of a season, would put out 50 gallons of sap.
Wow.
How long does it take to, like, get a gallon or two? I mean, I'm just thinking of there's a lot of maple trees in city parks. Could I go in there when it gets dark and be out by morning?
Yeah, as long as you had somebody to bail you out of jail.
And then we could do that and metal detect the same thing,
It's like collecting night crawlers in the park after a rain or something.
Absolutely.
You're dodging the park ranger.
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah.
I think if you vandalized like one of the public trees with a hole in it and hung a bag on it and had your name and address like an ice fishing shack, that might be the end of you for a while. You might have to find another co-host for a while for the show.
Let's go back to our own property.
That's why I'm introducing you to the mayor.
How long does it take? So you buy this equipment at, you can go to Menards or Fleet Farm?
Yeah. Okay. Menards. Menards, I don't know if they have it. Fleet Farm certainly has it. Kim's Hardware Store.
They're great. Yep. Okay. You tap the tree, 45-degree angle, 7/8, all it. And then how long to...
It really depends on the day. Some days, like I think I mentioned, I have my buckets are all about 3 gallons each. They're tin buckets. They're really old school. I have some of those on trees that'll fill up, and there'll be I had a couple yesterday that were overflowing in one day. Now, on other days, if there's not direct sun, if the temperature isn't high, you need above freezing during the day and below freezing at night. So depending on the span of that temperature from below freezing to above freezing, that's how quickly they fill up.
Wow. Because that gets it going then with the freezing and an unthawing type thing?
Yeah. So that's really the coolest thing about sugaring that really got me in a way started. So if you think about a tree stands up in the world and it's got this gray bark that heats up like the interior of an old 1967 Impala, right?
I had a 67 Impala. Had a 396 Super Sport and a Holley carburetor.
Right?
Okay.
My grandmother had one just like that. It used to burn.
Cherry poppers.
Yeah. Anyway. That's the job where I lost money, because that's what I used when I was delivering flowers. And I was paid $2 an hour, no matter how far I had to go. So I'd go from like Nagani to Gwynn or Marquette or someplace. And it actually cost me more in gas money than I made.
Here comes Johnny with the paper.
Exactly.
How long do you think you'd figure that out?
And I got no tips.
Come on. That sap heats up as the temperature rises during the day. The sap goes to the
Sky's
top.
Like, I don't want to get stupid.
No, I do want to. I do want to hear it. But you guys only have me on for a half an hour. And I got a lot of stuff to tell.
I believe our listeners are thinking the same thing you were. So go ahead.
That's basically, in short, that's how the tree works. It heats up. The sap is down in the roots. It heats up and it percolates up through the tree as the tree warms up. Goes way up to tell the leaves, hey, come on, guys, it's time to open up for the brooding bees. Got to make them happy. And then the sap, as it cools down, it drops back down. Well, it catches in your in your tap that you have in and goes into your bucket, going up and coming back down.
So let me ask this. If let's say you want to make a gallon, just right. I'm going to make a gallon for the family of my own, you know, maple syrup, whole thing. How many trees would you, if you had like a big yard and you got a bunch of, how many trees would you need to make like a gallon?
You would need probably, after cleanup and everything, you'd probably need about 50 gallons of sap. But the important thing is you need to go through the training program first, Mino. So the maple sugaring training program, it's really easy. So before anybody buys a bucket, before anybody invests any money into it, you really need to get an idea of what you're in for. And the best way that I would recommend you can do that, go home, right? If you're an adult, do this. Go home, put the biggest pot you have, fill it to the top with water and put it on the stove at the highest heat you have. Then get a really uncomfortable chair, put it in front of that stove, right? And start and sit down and watch it boil. And, you know, to pass the time, you can get a case of beer if you want or whatever you like. And watch it boil. And when it boils down, fill it back up. Do that for, 24, 36 hours. Put an alarm clock underneath your arm so you don't fall asleep. If you really like that, then you're perfect for maple syrup.
You have to wear a cool hat and a wool vest while you do it, too.
That exciting.
So that's training camp. That's sugar
and just
training
sit there and burn it down, huh?
Yep.
So
wow.
I just think that would be very cool to have Grandpa invite the family over for breakfast and have your own maple syrup. But
it is.
Yeah, but 50 gallons? Well, you don't need a whole gallon. You only need a quart. So you need, 30 gallons. Well, how long? And you could do that in a day?
Sure. So what I do, I've got 100 trees that I tap. It's every day I'm out there with the dogs walking and emptying the buckets and that type of thing. I wait till I have about 100 gallons saved up of sap that I hold. Then I put it in a pan that holds 48 gallons. And then I cook it. With that pan, if I'm really on it and I have really good firewood and I'm not dilly-dallying or doing anything else, I can take off about 10 gallons an hour. Now, that rarely happens.
Now, did you have an open fire type thing? Where do you
But that's more because you're in the country.
How do you do that?
I have a sugar shack that I built. It's actually just one big matchstick. It's cedar and birch bark. And on the inside, it's got cement blocks and the pan fits inside of it. And it there's a smokestack outside and you feed it from the front.
Jim, we got to build one in your yard. What?
The 100 trees is a lot. I mean,
you don't have to do 100 trees. I mean, you know, I pulled a couple of buckets yesterday because it was starting to get cloudy. So you know when the season is coming to an end because the sap starts to get a little bit cloudy and then it starts to get sour. There's more protein in it than there is sugar. So that's your indication to pull that tap.
Okay.
So you can do 50. I know I have a friend who does 40, but his sugar bush goes like crazy.
Wow.
Oh, this is a cool shack you've got.
Yeah.
Did you build that yourself?
Yeah. It was when I moved there in 2006.
I'm looking at a picture from Wayne. That's awesome.
That was all scrap and cedar that they had cut down and left in the woods, and I picked it up and
that's fantastic.
Nailed it together.
Good stuff.
I don't know when we're going to break here, but I want to talk about recipes for maple syrup. Because I think a lot of us who grew up here think maple syrups and pancakes, and that's kind of it.
Yep.
But you... Yeah, I was asking you because to cook. What else I can use this on?
Well, you can make the maple candy. That's a little bit harder, but
is great candy, by the way.
it's really easy. It's just sweet.
Yeah.
But some of the really good recipes, what I like to use it in. So, maple syrup. The commercial producers of maple syrup, most of them use natural gas to heat their maple syrup to cook it. I use wood. My father-in-law, who it goes back, way back, making maple syrup, prefers it made out of wood because it has a slight smoky flavor.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
it's got a smell phenomenal, doesn't it, when it's cooking?
Well, you can open a jar and taste it right here, and you'll find out real quick.
Don't drink it. Just smell it, John.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I smelled the booze, and it's real fruity. You really smell the orange.
Yep.
It smells really fruity.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the cooking of it, the smoky flavor is really delicious if you put maple syrup and chili, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that sweetness flavor is excellent. A pork roast in a crock pot with maple syrup.
Yep, that sounded good.
Unbelievable. And my favorite, one of the favorite things I like, and I do it during spring, is a salad dressing. So it's a little bit of Dijon mustard, it's maple syrup, olive oil, and then you put that over some blanched asparagus with some cherry tomatoes in it. Oh, that is living, baby.
And then you're mentioning salmon.
Yes, salmon is also good.
That sounds fantastic.
So as a salmon glaze, and the other thing is you can make an excellent dressing with it as well. So you take the maple syrup, combine it with some mayo and sriracha sauce, and use that with your salmon.
This is really good.
This
you like it?
This is really good.
The alcohol?
Todd opened it.
Yeah, he's the producer. Okay,
So you can tell.
I mean, it's delicious. I'm serious.
My inkling when I look at that right now, the first thing I looked at is, oh my gosh, that's the most beautiful color I've ever seen in my life.
I know. Yeah. It's awesome.
So that's kind of a variation of a maple syrup old fashioned. Yeah.
So with this, you could just serve this just like it is, right?
Yeah, you put it over ice.
Yeah. But I mean, the flavor part, you don't need to add anything for the flavor.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
Have you tried it yet?
I did.
Is that great? Todd, what'd you think? Woo! Isn't it great? Yeah.
That'd be a nice welcoming addition to the Mino and Tap.
Absolutely. In the funeral home.
You don't need too much of that.
Absolutely.
What proof so is sorry that? For your loss. Here's, what here, proof? Here's what, some booze.
Here you go.
I don't have any idea.
That thing.
that bottle that you're sitting, that's in front of you, is probably about I think I filled it about half full with a Canadian rye whiskey, and then the balance of it is some maple syrup and some maple sap and a little bitters.
But an orange, right?
Yep.
A little bit of orange. You really taste, it's not overwhelming in either one of those. For many strong things, it really blends.
Hey, if I wanted to make honey cherry bounce, what would be my recipe?
I have no idea.
Honey cherry bounce sounds good.
Wouldn't it be good?
We should be talking about honey meat is what we should be talking about.
It takes up way too much honey. I can't supply that amount.
Wow. Wayne, you might be onto something.
I know.
Here.
My dad, he always had stock of cherry bounce.
Yeah. I bet 90% of my World War II veterans that I used to interview for my books, Christmas, they'd give me a bottle of cherry bounce.
Christmas, that was like anybody that came over to the house in the garage, you had cherry bounce. Yeah.
And I'd never heard of it before I moved here. I'd never heard of cherry bounce before. I don't know if they have it anywhere else in other states, do they?
You can do grape bounce, but my dad always put cherry bounce.
Oh, really?
Cheapest vodka you can find is
Sky, on this maple syrup, have we missed the season now? Is it too late to start it? Like, what is the season for maple syrup? You see the blue bags.
That's
everywhere.
A big controversy this year, isn't it?
Oh,
it's
a huge controversy. Yes. It's a huge.
What is?
Because the season, because my tax prepper, her husband does maple syrup, and I was just getting my tax done. She's like, you know, there's the early guys that have started already, and her husband's pretty experienced. Mm-hmm. She's like, he's taking a chance, and he's doing it later because the tree only gives up so much sap. Yep. So that's this year, because of the big temp swings, there's a big divide in the sugars.
Once all the sap gets up to the leaves, it's over because it starts to turn to protein and you get it's no good. It's not sweet any longer. Wayne and I have a mutual friend who actually got him started with bees, Mr. Sunshine. Mr. Sunshine started, he's got an incredible sugar bush, taps 40 trees. He has the sugaring cathedral if you want to see something. And he sits out there and does it just because he likes to be outside. He started the last week of January.
Oh, wow.
And is still going. And I'm pretty sure he's close to 1,000 gallons of sap that he's pulled. And he does it all by hand.
Let me ask you, for people who may have this question.
Jim, are we doing this at our commune? Or off the grid? Yeah,
we got
are we doing this?
Off the grid. You should see what we're building up in Nagani. I don't know if you heard that, man. But it's golf carts, weed, maple syrup.
No,
it's
not
just
weed.
It's just got.
It's called off the grid.
I'm there.
It's unbelievable.
We're all going to. And it's not going to be keeping up with the Joneses. The living environments are all going to be the same. It's going to be like these. You see those barrels down in Tennessee?
Sure.
Yeah, those are cool. But we're going to have skylights in ours. They didn't put those in theirs, but we're good. We got that going. But I want to get back to.
We're good. We got that going.
Is this good for the tree? Is this, you know what
I mean? I was going to ask that too. Does this damage the trees?
People might be like,
No, it doesn't hurt them at all. So if you look at maple trees out in the wild, sometimes you'll see them and there's a branch broken off. That sap will be pouring out of those branches. So there's so much sap that goes up. I've been tapping the same trees in the same area since 2006 every year, and they're just fine.
One thing I was going to ask you, too, I always assumed it was just being drip, drip, drip that way, but it must flow a lot faster, huh?
No,
it does just drip.
But to give you an idea, sometimes on the best days, you can sit in the woods and you can hear the tin buckets going.
No kidding.
Yeah, very fast.
Just like the song.
Like a heartbeat.
Wow. This is cool. Stick around.
It's a great song, right?
Yeah, great song. Nice job.
Sugar Shack.
I imagine.
All for Sky.
Yeah, Sky's walking around in his woods.
I'll tell you what, you sure got the look. You could be in a movie with that hat and the vest and everything like that. Well, you got it down.
Wayne told me to dress the part.
I like it. Which part are you dressed today, Wayne?
Nothing.
Okay.
Driver.
Mind the mirror. Back after this. The reason why I've got to get back up to that Sugar Shack. She's a working there.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about problems in the community is the first step for the Green Bay-based We All Rise African American Resource Center. But talking has to lead to helping. Executive Director Robin Scott.
They're in need of skill building, education, introduction to the workforce, and support along the way. We don't heal in silos.
Scott says since the nonprofit started a few years ago, more than 2,000 people have used the center to change their lives.
As a community, when we're all thinking about, you know, being the best version of ourselves, we have to ensure that we're being real. And I feel like when you have nonprofits in your community, that organizations that are on the ground and doing the work, and they're willing to acknowledge exactly what's going on, that's a sign of a future of a healthy city.
Learn more about this important resource at weallriseaarc.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, do that sugar.
Hey, welcome back. Got a test here. I think, Johnny, how did your ash tapping work out back in the day? Yeah, I was going to do that at one time, but didn't happen. We're here with Big Wayne and Sky Van Rossum, and we are having a little, we got Swedish pancakes, we got homemade maple syrup, we got the actual sap, right? Mm-hmm. We've got, what do you call your adult beverage?
Moonshine.
Yeah, pretty much. How would you like it, Wayne?
It's a maple
awesome.
Liquor.
It's awesome. Maple liquor, which is fantastic, and tremendous candies, homemade candies from your wife, right?
Yes, yes, the Swedish cook that we keep on staff back at Maple Acres.
That does taste like an old fashioned.
I know.
If you put bitters in there, uh-huh. Yes, I think that, you're set.
It's right. It. You're set to go. That is really good. Hey, you know who we got to get back here? Tony O.
Yeah.
Because the new bar is open above, what is it, Legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he makes these great, he's got original
old fashioned. He's a mixologist.
He's a professional mixologist from Stevenson.
Oh, yeah.
And love to get him on here and have him try this. So I think this is fantastic.
Sure.
I really do.
Yeah, I think you could sell that. That is really, really good.
Only trade.
I mean, trade.
Hey, I'll trade this for a 20.
Well, Johnny, we're going for 20. Cash is no good to us.
No. Okay. Yeah, cash.
All right, we'll go up to Nugani and we'll make a run.
Can you fix a mandolin? I need some work on a mandolin.
Absolutely. All right. So all right. Are you Danish, Swedish, Norwegian-ish?
I'm Norwegian. Okay. I'm a Norwegian with a Dutch name.
Okay.
Long story, but yeah.
All right.
I don't let you go before we talk about the St. Patrick's Day parade, but I don't have to talk about that parade. But
can I just picture the mayor saying, "Let's go! Keep this thing going! What the hell's the matter with you?
He was,
move that bagpipe!"
I think you might have said that.
Yeah. And I think John might be onto something.
I think, yeah.
It was the first one, too, so I was kind of had to keep us.
And you're the mayor, and I can imagine how traumatic it was having two boneheads in you know.
I could just see that band bunching up like at the end of Animal House.
Oh, it was terrible.
Remember when the parade, the homecoming parade, the wall. Everything just starts all colliding with each other?
The fears of that.
In hindsight, it was a mistake. My apologies.
That's right.
I want to get in hindsight.
But don't we lack bagpipers? Isn't that something that, you know, because you guys do funerals, right? A lot of them? Yes, no?
I got kicked out of the band.
What?
Yeah, I got kicked out of the band. There is an absence of bagpipers.
Right.
I started a number of years ago because a friend of mine at the time, he was started taking up the bagpipes, and he said, "Hey, I got to drive down to Appleton for practice with this band. They need a drummer. Do you want to be a drummer?" And I said, "Yeah, okay." So I was a drummer, and after that, we were with the band for a few years, and then kind of, you know, did our own thing playing St. Patrick's Day and stuff like that. But
need to start a band.
I know, right?
I want to do the.
I just want to do the maracas.
You call it an accordion.
Yeah. Todd's a musician. Todd can do it. Todd can do it. Yeah. Jim's a musician.
If you need a drummer, let me know. I can play with an accordion too. And the kilt looks good with it.
Right. Yeah. And you got all that. Yeah. So
you know what they're actually looking for, those is buglers. They're hard to find to play taps.
Oh.
I mean, about 90% of the funerals I go to now in the military, they have like a recording like in the thing because they just can't find people to play them.
is not the worst thing.
No.
Because that's a tough song to play. I mean, that's not taps is hard. So, and as long as they bring out the silver, you know, bugle, it looks good. Yeah. But a lot of that stuff, you can tell it's a recording because it's perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
But sometimes...
But they just don't have buglers anymore. Yeah. They can't find buglers.
I just remember talking to the bagpiper, and he just said, look, if you know anyone who... I think he was from Appleton. It was maybe he's the guy that taught the lessons, but I was just curious as to how you got into that. I mean, because of your heritage, I guess, right?
Are you only allowed to have a bagpipe if you're like military or police or fire, something like that?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Maple syrup, no. Sugar.
I think what you're thinking of is so to wear a kilt with a particular pattern on it,
okay,
you're supposed to be part of that clan. So when I joined the bagpipe band, I had to write a letter to the clan chieftain in Scotland. And
wow.
he had to give me permission to wear his kilt.
Now that's cool. Amongst
we are, like, oh my God, absolutely.
Royalty.
I know, is that King Gustav?
Kilt royalty here. But then why did you get kilt out?
Why did I get kilt out?
Wow, Mir. Mir's really loosening up.
I know. It was
give me another one.
That's what I was just going to say. It was that maple syrup old fashioned.
You're the best.
You're the best producer. You're the best producer ever, Ty.
Okay, all right, back to
Give me some more. Put some on my ice cream. Hey, just got a text. I don't know, Tori, are you lying? Johnny, I just found a set of bagpipes at the transfer station! Exclamation points. Is that legit, Tori? You got to bring them in if you did.
I don't think so. That's pretty expensive.
Tori, did
stuff.
You really? Because let us know. Maybe somebody died and somebody didn't know it and they threw them away or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or somebody took them away and didn't let the bagpiper to play anymore.
Yeah, he got killed out too.
One of the two. All right. So,
anyway, that is you can't have an Irish parade without you guys. I mean, you just can't without the bagpiper. And I just remember scrambling to get that. Are you going to get back into it? I mean, that is a cool thing. Kids need to see that.
I've had to hang up my drum and drumsticks. You know, the friend of mine.
Did you leave them at the transfer station?
I did. They were next to some bagpipes, ironically. Hey, forget about the bagpipe story. Grab the sticks, though. I miss them.
That's awesome. Hey, this has been fun, you guys. This is really great. And I love what you do with this stuff. And thanks for bringing it in. But, you know, we love people that can do stuff like Wayne with his bees and different people that, you know, hands on, get them, not just running to the store and buying everything. So all the respect to the world for what you do and the work you put into it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. And I appreciate you guys having me talk about this and having Wayne on here. You know, I just encourage anybody, you know, when I started bagpiping or playing the drums, but maple syrup, I didn't know the first thing about it. And there was a lot of years where you just kind of figure it out, but get out there and figure it out, whether it's honey or whether it's maple syrup or playing bagpipes, whatever it is, get out there and figure it out.
And those people who are retiring, it's not, you can do this, is what I'm saying. It's something that sounds not real easy, but something that maybe even John could do. So that's, I'm going to try that.
It's very social, too. You meet a whole new
group
of friends and everything.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have met Mr. Bees without the trees.
Right. Oh, jeez.
Well, his buddy sold me my first boxes. And he goes, come on over and get them. So I went over there, and it was the beginning of March, like 5 years ago. And I go, where are they? He goes, they're across the pond. I literally had to walk through snow up to my knees, and these boxes are just basically rotted out. I didn't know anything about it. I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Well, they're probably better shape than the bagpipes we're getting from Tori.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Sky, thank you so very much. It's been fantastic.
It's great.
Loved Thanks, it. Fellas. Take Loved care.
It. All right, you bet.
Big Wayne, always a pleasure having you in the house.
All right.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay.
And all right.
Thanks for breakfast and the snacks and the drinks.
Thank you so much.
All maple syrup.
Jason is coming up. Forged in Fire Fitness. He's next, back after this. Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh, yeah. I could give you facts and figures. Can you plans and forward your ass? Even tell you where I'm going.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Elbow. On Super Tuesday, noon to 2, we'll preview the primaries and also take on alternate side parking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.